This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
That shows me for asking you 2 seconds before the segment starts. You want to do a read?
Usually you get away with it. The computer, I was like, hey, we do one of our updates. Why is every computer always asking you to update every 3 hours?
Because these computers really want to be updated.
And then I hit the wrong button. I hit the restart now button instead of the postpone button. It makes no sense to me. Every 3 hours you get a, hey, do you want to be restarted? It's like, I told you yesterday. I told you when the show started. Like, we're good. Postpone. And then it got me where I hit the wrong button.
And then, by the way, it obviously doesn't ask you when it's like in not sleep mode, but not being active.
Yeah.
So like, I think it's just trying to jam us up personally.
I think so. It'd be nice if it was more like my, you know, my AI bot and says some nice things every now and again.
That's
like
maybe, true. Maybe you programmed it to go there.
Well, maybe just pops up and says, see the cameras in here. You're having a nice hair day.
Yeah.
You know, or maybe just like, hey, everything's good. Just want to let you know everything's good. Carry on with your day.
And I'm going to save the next reboot until Lima comes in.
That's right.
He'll hate it. However, speaking of trying to get away with it, Michigan did not get away with it. The hammer has been dropped after a full plus year of a year plus, rather, of Ohio State fans screaming that Michigan cheated during their national championship season and that the NCAA would absolutely come down on Michigan with just this side of the death penalty. There were penalties dropped today. Jim Harbaugh got a 10-year show clause. Sharon Moore is expected to get a small additional penalty, but that is to be decided a different time. And Michigan is expected to get a pretty significant fine. But there is no death. There is no hammer being dropped. And like a certain radio host that got screamed at by Ohio State fans, including them insulting his intelligence, which is fair because I'm not that smart, I believe when I had said for 18 months, this is relatively speaking, this is another nothing burger and there will be no hammer dropped.
Yeah.
I believe no hammer was dropped today. Is that fair?
I think that's fair. So, I mean, in turn, you get to do I Was Right Radio. So congratulations. Yeah, you know, it really kind of speaks to the idea that the NCAA is just a feckless, powerless organization.
You hate to see it.
I mean, really, that's all it is. It's like, oh, we wanted to do something that would really punish you, but you know what? I don't think we got it in us.
Well, I actually have to say,
hey, we'll go hard at Jim Harbaugh because he can't do anything about it because he's in the NFL.
So that's the funny thing, like a 10-year show clause for a coach who is, I think, 61 and back in the NFL and having success. It is like the most look at me, Louie kind of move with absolutely no circumstances, issue.
They didn't want to punish Michigan. Like it was so obvious. They didn't want to punish them, and that's okay. Here's where I will give them some sense of credit, and it won't be like I'm not going to dump a you know, credit bucket on their lawn or anything and be like, congratulations to you.
Sounds like you're dumping a credit bucket on their lawn.
But they at least acknowledge the idea that if you punish Michigan with a postseason ban or two, all you are doing is punishing a bunch of people that weren't actually involved in the situation.
No, that's actually what they got right. Like, absolutely. Yeah, this is the credit bucket. Drop it. Because for a long time, the NCAA has almost exclusively punished guys who weren't there or weren't involved.
And it always just seems so stupid to me. Even like Bryce Underwood, for instance, he's gotten in no world should he be punished for what happened a couple years ago and what happened with Connor Stallions in particular. He should be able to play football and enjoy his time there, and it is what it is. So I do think the NCAA got that part right.
So you know me. There's nothing more I enjoy than saying Michigan, than one, hoping Michigan gets the hammer dropped on them, but two, talking about how ridiculous the NCAA is. I don't know if it's growth or they just understood they couldn't overreach to a certain extent and wanted no part of another lawsuit. But after talking a big game for 18 months and after like relentlessly pursuing every angle that they possibly could and bringing this story up and making it national news whenever they could,
yeah,
they kind of realized their limitations, and then they didn't overextend that reach trying to prove how much power they have. I don't care if it's growth or if they just maybe it's just I don't want to get sued again. I don't care whatever it is, because this is the way you do it. The school pays a huge fine. I don't know where that money goes or what they do with it, but the
$20 million, that it's basically, I mean, that's couch change to them.
A feckless little dumb show clause for Jim Harbaugh. I actually think Sherrone Moore got a little show clause. I think it was 2 years, something like that.
When they added on another game to him, too. Remember, he self-imposed for two games. They added on another game.
But I also think what this does is be surprised if on stuff like this, not everything, but on stuff like this where it's arguable, like whether the NCAA can enforce anything, whether or not that what is done is actually illegal, like the gray area, if teams ever accept a self-made punishment for a postseason ban again. Right?
I mean, you'd have to really do something that was obvious and was fraught with problems. And I always had a hard time with them trying to punish them anyway, with just the idea that the fans remember where they were. Michigan fans know what happened. You're not going to be able to erase the 15-0, even if you came up with everything under the sun. So you're really just wasting time and effort and making a lot of Michigan fans angry in the process.
Yeah, and it's funny because Ohio State fans got out of this. I've seen it go one of two ways. One, furious because it wasn't enough punishment, or the spin of, I mean, that fine's gigantic. Of course it's going to hold them back. They got what they deserve. And it's like,
which is laughable if you're making that the case.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a case of you wanted something to happen, it didn't happen, and now you're just being like, oh no, it did happen, just not the way I expected.
Or other people coming out today and they're like, asterisk, that's what this title is now, and this confirms it. It's like, no, it doesn't. This doesn't confirm any sort of, no one's looking at that title as if it was dampened or as if it was a less than title. Sorry, the NCAA didn't do enough to come out and make that suggestion.
So I was right that they were not going to get the hammer dropped.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off
on them. So I get that. Am I right, now that everything's come out, now that there's no more new discoveries coming out of this damn thing?
Yeah.
Was I right how just completely pointless and stupid this whole thing was?
Well, yeah.
And how Ohio State fans, and I, again, Walmart Ohio State fan here, how much they overreacted and how, honestly, Ohio State fans' reaction to this was probably a bigger overreach than most of the things we've seen the NCAA do.
I just think it made Ohio State fans feel good in the moment. You know, it's kind of like Steelers fans yesterday.
Would we feel the same way if you had beaten Michigan the last couple of years?
Well, I if they hadn't won the title, it'd be a what would we even talk about? You know what I mean? Like if they'd still won the title, then I think it's still on the table that they'd feel this is what they feel like they have to do.
I always felt like some of for some reason, despite even now having the title that they have, Ohio State fans got really in their feelings losing to Michigan the way they did. And I always felt like that added 20% juice for Ohio State fans on, that's the only way they can beat us is if they cheat.
But I think you make a good point or allude to a good point. The idea that Ohio State fans, if Ohio State hadn't just won the title, it's I think, a different story. But also, they started this fight when they hadn't won the title.
Yeah.
You know, they started this fight where it was Michigan was champs. And with Ryan Day, we truthfully never knew when Ohio State would win again. You mm-hmm. know they're always in contention. You know they're always right there. But there's no guarantee, especially with the playoff. And so I think people got hot and bothered. You got angry about it. Then you won the title yourself. And now, if we're being truthful about it, we should start to move towards just pissing off Paul Feinbaum. Like, the new goal should be kind of doing what the SEC always does.
Did he throw a little bit of a temper tantrum on this one?
Not on this one, no, but the idea that he always goes so hard for the SEC. Mm-hmm. Like, the new goal can be the Big Ten has won back-to-back seasons. You make it 3 years in a row, you make it 4 years in a row, and then you just pretend everybody else in college football doesn't matter the same way that you do. Like, that's the unifier.
All right, given that I think a lot of people looked at this and agreed, the NCAA has lost so much power and so much clout and so much ability to basically bulldog football and in college athletics the way they used to, or at least the ones that have enough publicity to push back and sue them, does that mean college football doesn't have the common enemy anymore? Does that take a little juice out of this for anyone? I will tell you, I have lived on my dislike of how the NCAA has governed college athletics for a long time, and it's like, well, NIL's here.
I mean,
players are getting paid.
That's the thing is the NIL hasn't shown any sort of. They put up no guardrails through the NIL era, and we've gone through 40 years of change in about 4 years of college football, and they've just kind of been along for the ride the entire way. They know they're going down.
But that's what's so interesting to me is the idea that like part of what like has spurred my interest in college football for a very long time was just the NCAA is a punitive and crappily run organization that punishes athletes and punishes. The wrong people consistently and extends their overreach. And now it's like, it's like watching a Mike Tyson fall from grace, but like to an extent of now he's 80 and kind of feckless and just really loves the ganj, right?
Yeah, I mean, well, you see what
he's
happens.
He's not 80 now, by the way.
No, he's like, not. But you see what happens when you just don't have the power that you used to. And like they have a clear understanding that Michigan football being good is much better for the sport than Michigan being what it was last year, even with the win against Ohio State.
So Jake told us what I can only describe as one of the funnier reactions to the Michigan ruling. Jake, can you clue us in on some local folks' reaction to Michigan not getting the hammer dropped?
Yeah, so you guys talked about Michigan fans and Ohio State fans' reaction to this. Well, Akron Zips fans, not too happy. A lot of my Akron buddies texted me today, upset at this ruling because Akron is bowl ineligible because of their performance in the classroom, while as Michigan was involved in this whole cheating scandal and didn't get much of a punishment.
I love you, Akron Zips fans. I do. But this kind of shows why you stink in the classroom and at football.
Now they're going to stop after
because
stink.
Isn't the point... Isn't the damn point of if you fall short in the classroom, you shouldn't be on the football field? Isn't that more important than they had a weird dude with a great name? Stallions is a great name. In the stands, kind of cheating?
Here's where I defend Akron. I've never cared what my athletes do in the classroom. They should be looked at as something separate anyway.
But isn't the first bar you have to pass?
I think it's ridiculous they even try to pretend that matters.
Well, but okay, but the point is, historically, isn't the first bar you have to pass the academic bar?
I don't know, Akron,
and then we go to the football.
Akron's got to get better at giving some of their players some C's. Okay, that's what Akron had to get better at.
I think they need to start giving better players C notes, and then we can talk about it.
You think Nick Saban was worried about whether or not a guy pass-failed? There's a lot of players that ended up getting some C's and D's and ended up passing.
Yeah, but again... then you're even bad at faking it, right? Like either your students aren't great students, whatever. But then you just don't even have the follow through to like academically kind of hedge things. Make yourself look better?
That's college sports in a nutshell for how many years now?
I mean, can Zips fans be mad at anybody but their own administration?
That's kind of what it is. Like, if I was in charge of Akron, I would be like, so what happened? Didn't you know we have to just give certain amount of players to certain grades? What are we, we're concerned about their grades here? We watched way too many student-athlete commercials to really care about these grades.
Michigan, the hammer was not dropped. Do I get to do I Was Right Radio with the Michigan ruling and Guardians concerns in spite of another series win in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.